When World War II started, he was just a pup. Being full of life, he jumped and ran, barked, ate, and grew like all healthy young dogs. But this pup was special. He was a pure Newfoundland dog because the pup's master hoped his dog would win prizes in dog shows. The pup was named Westerland Champion. Newfoundland dogs are so strong and brave and faithful that many of them were sent with the soldiers to the war. Westerland Champion was no exception. He was sent to Hong Kong with the company of soldiers called the Royal Victoria Rifles. He loved these soldiers and went with them everywhere they went. He worked with them, sometimes pulling a wagon like a horse. He ate with them and slept with them, always alert in case an enemy should try to kill his friends, the soldiers. These soldiers in Hong Kong had dug a trench so they could hide there from their enemy. Unfortunately, however, in an attack one day, an enemy soldier saw them in a trench, and quickly he threw a hand grenade among the hidden soldiers. Westerland Champion, knowing that the hand grenade would explode and kill all the soldiers, snapped up the bomb in his mouth and bounded over the mound in front of the trench. A few seconds later, the bomb exploded, blowing the faithful dog to pieces. It was said that such a brave dog died, but in losing his own life, he had saved 20 soldiers from death. Westerland Champion proved his love for these soldiers by dying for them. But by contrast, our God loves us even more than this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Satan, on the other hand, our enemy, wants us to perish and to go to hell with him. Yes, because of our sin, we are in danger of death, just as the soldiers were. But God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to save us from death and hell. The brave dog laid down his life for his friends, the soldiers whom he loved. But again, in contrast, the Lord Jesus laid down his life for those who hated him, for those who nailed him to a cross. We read in Romans 5, Christ died for the ungodly. You and I deserve, just as much as the men who killed the Lord Jesus, to be punished for our sins. But Christ, bless God, hath once suffered for sins the just for the unjust. That is, the Lord Jesus Christ, the just one, dying for guilty sinners like you and me, that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, might bring us to God. So wrote Peter in his first epistle. Surely today, friend of mine, you will believe on him, the Lord Jesus, who has in this way proved his love for you. Those of us who are saved are thankful to be able to say, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The Apostle John wrote, these things that I have written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life. This is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. Friend of mine, do you have Christ? If so, God says you have life. If you have not Christ, then assuredly you have not eternal life. He gave himself on the cross, bearing your sin in his body on the tree, that you might not have to taste of hell, that you might have to be there for all eternity, but rather by the grace of God, through the shed blood of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus, you could be with him, you could be like him for all eternity. Will you trust him today? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He says you'll be saved. As many as received him, to them gave he the power, the authority to become the sons of God, even to those that would believe upon him. What's your decision? May the Lord bless you to make the right one. Decide for Christ today.